Hey, Dylan Kelly here, host of the Wave Break podcast. Excited to get into this episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. If you're looking to grow your business, there's only one way, and that is by building real quality customer relationships. Most marketing software will claim they do this, but they never deliver on their promises, and you need to demand more from your marketing software. And that's where Klaviyo comes in. Klaviyo helps you build meaningful customer relationships by listening and understanding cues from your customers, allowing you to easily turn that information into valuable marketing messages. And that's why 10,000 innovative brands, including all of our clients at Wavebreak, have switched to Klaviyo. Now, what's the secret to building those customer relationships? Tune in to Klaviyo's Beyond Black Friday docuseries to find out and unlock exact marketing strategies you can use to keep momentum going all year round. Just head over to klaviyo.com/beyondbf for more. Link is going to be down in the show notes below. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Wave Break Podcast. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. I'm Dylan Kelly, founder of Wave Break, and we're an email marketing agency for e-commerce stores, and we've helped the top e-commerce stores make millions using our service and email marketing strategy. And today, I'm peeling back the curtain and sharing with you some of our exact strategies. Now, I don't do this very often, and I have never spoken on this exact topic before, so make sure you pay close attention. I'm not gonna waste any other time. Let's just dive right into it. So here's the deal, here's a problem. Right now, it's only July, and this is gonna sound crazy, but Black Friday is going to be here before you know it, and what you do now is going to set you up for success at the end of the year in Q4. You can't have a time machine. You're not going to be able to come back to this moment to do the things you want to do to get things in place, which is why it's so important. I'm here from the future to tell you to start planning right now. Start planning right now. It's time to get your stuff together. Get it together for your email. Also, start thinking about your offer and your inventory and all these things that could break, your support staff, like all these things in advance. Map it out to the end of the year. Know what's going on. So many of you guys in e-commerce are just very month to month, week to week. I mean, if you're month to month, that's even good because most people are just week to week. And really, you need to be looking ahead, especially in e-commerce, because so many things come down to the seasons and the time of years and the holidays, especially with your email strategy, but even overall, like your overall sales strategy really plays around the calendar, and you really need to be thinking ahead. So I'm here, I'm your savior coming in to say, hey, listen, I'm from the future. I know what's gonna happen in the fall. You know what's gonna happen in the fall. So let's get things together now. And specifically, let's get your email marketing together. Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to get a ton of people buying in Q4. And then in January and February and March and the beginning of next year, you're going to hit a slump. It's like your train's moving full speed ahead Q4 and it's speeding up and you're making a ton of money, getting a lot more sales than usual. It's awesome. You get that sales push from, you know, your biggest opportunity of the year, which is Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and just Q4 in general. And then it's like you just pull, you know, the conductor, I don't know, probably not the conductor because I guess that would be you, but the person, some random person in the back of your train just pulls the emergency brake and skids you to a halt from January to March. And you just hit that slump. And that slump sucks and it's depressing and it's like, man, are we ever going to, you know, we had such a great Q4, like what's going on now? Like I'm not sure. And then usually you get your steam again around April, May, June, it picks up again. But that doesn't have to happen. You can actually set up the beginning of the year to crush just as well as, you know, Q4. You know, maybe not exactly as well. You might not do the exact same numbers, but it can be a great way to start the year, and you can even start your January bigger than last January. I've even seen clients who, when we set this up right, they go from, you know, doing really great in November, December to keeping the same revenue in January, February, March, which is pretty crazy, but it's actually quite simple because what you can do is you can leverage Q4 and all of that volume and all of those customers to drive more repeat customers in Q1. And the best part about this is that it can all be completely automated. And today you're in luck because I'm peeling back the curtain and sharing exactly how to do that step by step. So you're going to learn how to take your Q4 sales and turn them into customers for life. Now, this isn't something that's easy to do. It's not something that you can just, you know, flip a switch on and do overnight. But it is simple, and the framework is really simple, and it boils down to three pieces. And I'm going to share those pieces with you right here in a second. But before that, I'm going to let you know at the end of this, in addition to those three principles that are going to help you make a ton of money, I'm going to be revealing a secret of mine that I use in our clients' campaigns that I've never shared before. It's an email marketing secret of mine that trains your subscribers to convert like butter. I don't know if that's a saying, convert like butter, but it is now. I'm going to go file the trademark on it. Wait, break. Convert like butter. You're listening to the Convert Like Butter podcast. Can you imagine? But anyway, I'm already picturing the podcast cover with like, you know, like a stick of butter. Man, butter is great. I'm hungry. Can you tell? Anyway, so what are these three principles to get people to, you know, buy in Q4, buy during your Black Friday sale or, you know, the holiday season? How do we get them to come back for more? Well, it's actually quite simple. And like I said, there's three pieces to this. The first piece is just basically building trust and building customer loyalty with a thank you and tips. The second part is a cross sell. And the third part is a win back sale. See, isn't that simple? I told you it was going to be simple. It's just three things, and those three things boil down to just a few words. Okay, so now what does all of this mean? Well, let's dive into it piece by piece. Step one is the thank you and tips. So here's the deal. Let's break that down. Right after somebody buys a product from you, there's a chance they might regret their purchase. They might see another email for another company, another ad from another company, especially in Q4, that like, oof, not sure if I made the right call. This happens all year long. But Q4 especially, because people are getting hit with so much marketing. You do not want that to happen. That's bad, because now you're getting people asking for returns, asking for refunds, asking for this, asking for that. Your support staff is just spammed with people who bought from you. You paid for these customers to be acquired, and now they're upset. That's the last thing you want. You've dealt with that before. You don't want that to happen again. So what you want to do is right away, you want to send out an email to get them excited for their order. You want to get that dopamine flowing. Their dopamine is already flowing. They just bought something. That's a good feeling. Until that regret comes in, that's why you want to strike right away and get their dopamine flowing. So email them right away. Get them excited for their order. Get them excited for whatever they bought for. They bought for a reason. They bought based on emotion. So keep that emotion flowing. Next, what you want to do is you want to share with them the basic info that they're wondering. You'd be surprised how awful brands are at doing this. I order all the time, and I see this mistake brands make across the board. And the reality is, the number one most common question that people have after they order something is, when am I going to get this? Right? When am I going to get it? Like, I just ordered it. This is awesome. When can I expect it? How long is it going to take for me to get my order? And all you got to do is include that in an email. You're going to get a lot less emails to your customer support, a lot less chats or whatever, however you handle that. And all you got to do is include that. And it doesn't even have to be like, you know, some crazy dynamic updating thing that's like, oh, your order's coming in exactly, you know, 5 days, 2 hours and 37 minutes and 27 seconds. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. You can literally just say, typically orders take about, you know, 4 to 6 days or whatever it is to arrive to you from us. And it's just like, they're like, cool, that's cool. You know, they're not mad that they don't get their order right away or whatever. You know, they get it, but they just want to know when to expect it, especially around the holidays, because, you know, it's holidays, very important deadlines, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever. And all of this that I'm talking about right now can be just one email so far. So you thank them, you get them excited, you keep them excited, and then you include the shipping info and maybe contact to support if necessary. That can all be one email, or you can spread it out, you know, do your thing. But after that, what you want to do is wait a few days, and then you want to start feeding them tips and best practices and instructions even before they have the product. Basically just sharing with them, here's how you use it. Here's how you get the most out of it. This way, like, number one, you'll get way less customer service complaints. And number two, people are going to get the product and they already know how to use it, how to wash it, how to do whatever with it. And it's not like they get it and then it's like, well, how the heck do I figure this out? Because I know people who have gotten a product and they're like, yeah, I thought this was going to be great, but I can't even figure it out. Whatever. Like, they can't even figure it out. Even better, shoot them a video like, hey, so glad you purchased. Here's how to use this thing. If it's, some sort of advanced product, or if it's just simply clothing or something, you want people to, the last thing you want someone to do is, accidentally run their shirt, their linen shirt through the dryer or something, and then it just gets completely ruined. I didn't do that. I've never done that before. but anyway, I think I actually haven't done that. I don't know. I don't even know if I own linen. but anyway, also, one more thing is in this thank you and tips window that we're sending in, where we're kind of, getting them engaged, keeping them excited, and then after that, sending them best practices and things like that. This is when you can also push people towards your social media and really build your following there. And you want to push people towards your social media if they're a first-time customer, and you want to try to push people into a loyalty program if they're a repeat customer. I see a lot of brands trying to push people right into their loyalty program, like right away, even sometimes before they're a customer, but that's totally the wrong time to do it, in my opinion. And from what I've seen, just because if you think about it, like, why is somebody who's never tried you before going to share you with a friend? Like, the reason why we take recommendations from friends is to take risk off the table. And it's just a lot more likely that somebody who is a fan already and has ordered multiple times is going to refer you, and they'll be the best loyal customer ever. Because 80% of your referrals are going to come from 20% of your customers. If that, right, it might even be more like 85 or whatever. 80% of your referrals come from like the top 5% of your customers. And that's why you want to really focus that on the repeats and not just everybody, because that new customer is still, they just ordered, but they don't know exactly what they're about to experience yet. So just keep that in mind. So that kind of sums up section one, which is like the thank you and tips directly after purchase. That brings us to number two, which is the cross-sell section. And when I say cross-sell, I'm not talking about just one single email here, and I'll explain exactly how to lay this out in a second. But after it's been a few weeks since somebody has made their purchase, and this depends on the brand, sometimes it's going to be sooner rather than later, but this is when you want to follow up with a cross-sell. It can be generic, just like, hey, come back for more, but targeted offers work best. So for example, if somebody buys sunglasses, you could cross-sell them a similar pair or some sort of case or something for them. I don't know, this is just an example off the top of my head. But the point is, at this point, you don't want to offer a discount yet, because what's going to convert the best isn't necessarily the best discount or the best offer, but it's going to be the most relevant targeted product. So do a few of these emails over a few weeks where you're exposing them to more of your product catalog, perfect cross-sell, upsell opportunity to get people in there. And send a few of these emails from a few different angles. One mistake I see a lot of people making is it's like, hey, come back for the sunglasses case. Hey, did you want to come back for the sunglasses case? It's like, no, you want to be exposing people to different areas of the product catalog, not just one place, not just one specific product, because if someone wants to buy the product, they probably would have bought that product, so on and so forth, right? We want to increase our chances. At the same time, you want to make these emails targeted. You don't want to just make it necessarily like, hey, here's an open-ended, come back to our website, because then people get lost. So you want to guide people and you want to give them choices, but you don't want to give them too many choices. Otherwise, they end up doing nothing because they're like, oh, this is way too much work. Think about the people opening your email. They just got off work. They just want to mindlessly scroll through their email in their promotions tab and see, what are some cool things, to reward me for my hard work, blah, blah, blah. Click, this looks really cool. You want to do the heavy lifting for them and show them targeted things they might like for them. So like I said, do a few of these emails over a few weeks, no discount, just cross-sell targeted products, that categories and things that they might like. So that wraps up section number two, the cross-sell section. Super simple. Told you guys it was going to be simple, and what do you know? It's simple. So step number three, the win-back sale, principle number three, the win-back sale. So the last and final piece of the post-purchase email sequence is going to be the win-back sale. And this is for if they haven't made a purchase yet after all those cross-sells, this is our last chance to really win them back. And this is when you run a 48-hour flash sale or something to get them to come back. And a lot of people say, oh, do this at 180 days or do this at 90 days. But oftentimes, that's way too late. Especially, like, I've heard of people doing win-back sequences like a year after purchase. Like, that person is so far moved on, typically, that it's just like, they're not even going to open your email. You're going to get like a 2 to 5% open rate, if that, right? So we've run the numbers with lots of clients, and typically a customer is gone forever after like 50 to 75 days. That means like if they haven't bought after 50 days within their last purchase, they're not going to buy ever again. So they're gone forever. So you have a really small window to make that next purchase happen. So if you email them at day 180 or beyond, or even at day 90, they're already gone and dead. I know 90 is a benchmark that a lot of people use as like the halfway point between losing a customer, but the reality is that's a lot further down the road from the time that your customers are actually lapsing. You can use software like Gleam.io or something, or even use, you know, Klaviyo Predictive Analytics to figure out these numbers and figure out when people are churning and when people are likely to just disappear forever. So strike fast, even if it's only like, it might feel weird, like, oh, I'm sending this email only 30 days after they just bought, trying to win them back. And it might seem weird, but you might end up making more money. The great part about e-commerce is we have all this data that we can set up these sequences, set up these emails and campaigns and things across the board, and use the data then to see like, okay, what's actually performing better, right? That's the key here. Take all this advice and test it. Don't just assume there's a one-size-fits-all solution. The most important thing you can do is take this advice, take action, and then keep tweaking it to your brand specifically. And the reason why you have to do this and strike so fast is just because it's 2019, which is crazy to say, first of all. But second of all, attention spans are dwindling now more than ever. I went to see fireworks, you know, over 4th of July, and it's funny, compared to what they used to be, it used to be just like, you know, pew, pow. Wait a little bit. Pew. Pew. Wait a little bit. Pew. Pew. Right? That's how the fireworks used to be. And now, I don't know if this is because attention spans are dwindling or what, but it's like, now it's like, pew, 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 pew. Everything's going crazy, and people are used to that. They're used to shorter TV shows. They're used to watching YouTube videos instead of, you know, movies and things. So you always got to keep people engaged. And one of the ways to do that is just by, you know, really leveraging your timing and striking fast. Now, that wraps up principle number 3, the win-back sale. So we've gone over everything. That's the entire post-purchase sequence right there. Thank you in the tip section, the cross-sell section, and the win-back section. That's all you need for a successful post-purchase series. And if that doesn't work for you, chances are your offers are bad, your timing's off, or your emails just suck, or your deliverability is just complete garbage and people aren't even getting your emails. Now, here's my bonus tip that I promised that I would share to you. The secret that I don't usually tell people about, and that I don't even think I've shared this publicly before, but it starts with this. The bonus tip is start warming up your list right now. Now, actually, that's not really the big secret, but I'm going to get to that. So basically, what you want to do is start warming up your list now. Get people used to hearing from you and seeing your name in their inbox. You don't want to just send garbage emails. Like, give these people a reason to open. So send them useful content. Let them know about your company. Like, give them a behind-the-scenes look, or share with them new launches or something like that, you know. Email them just a few times per week, or even just once per week even. Daily is too much in most cases. A lot of brands who are doing that are burning out their list, and they're going to, like, their short-term gains are good, but long-term it's just terrible. But start now and get them warmed up. Now, here's the secret tip that I've never shared publicly, and it's one of the most powerful things that you can do in your email marketing. And it's literally 4 words: always include a CTA. I guess that could be more words if you consider CTA the full word, call to action. So you always want to include a call to action in every single email, no matter what. And what this is going to do is train your audience to click on your emails. It's a very subtle and like subliminal thing to get people to read and click, read and click, read and click. But we're habit-forming creatures, and this is a very powerful thing to do over time, because what happens is when you go to launch your Black Friday sale down the line, you're going to get more conversions. If people are used to opening your emails, clicking on them, they're just naturally going to do it. They're going to go to your Black Friday email, and their thought process, without even thinking this, they're not even thinking this, they click the subject line because they think, oh, I like this company's emails, and I like their products or whatever. Click. Now they're looking at the email, and they're like, oh, what do I have to lose? I want to check this out. Click. And if you can get people to their site, somebody who's on your site versus somebody who's not on your site, what's the difference of them going to buy? Like 100% difference, right? Somebody who is on your site has a way higher chance of buying than somebody who is not on your website. And so by training people to do this, you're going to get way more people to click through your emails, land on your website, and the more people you land on your website, the more people you get to buy. Very small, easy thing to do, but very, very powerful. So two last things that I want to talk about. If you like what I shared here, you can get all of this info about this breakdown and more in our email success checklist. So put together all our secrets and best practices, I combine those words for a second, into a checklist. And if you go through that checklist and complete it this summer, this Black Friday, you'll be set up for success. And you can get your checklist at emailsuccesschecklist.com. Link is down in the show notes below. Go check that out. And if you like what I shared here, but you want to just hire Wavebreak to do it for you, we've done this for tons of brands and we've gotten insane results. You can go read our case studies at our website, wavebreak.co. You can learn about our process, read our case studies, see our results. And if that sounds good and if you like what you see, request an intro call. My time is very limited and we're nearing capacity, but if you request an intro call and there's a section that says like, how did you hear about us? If you mention the Wavebreak podcast, I'll see what I can do to squeeze you in. And once again, our website, to go check out our case studies and everything you need to know about us and our email marketing service that produces insane results for clients. You know, we've done everything from 5x increases in revenue to generating, you know, millions and millions of dollars for clients. All you got to do to learn more is head over to wavebreak.co and you can learn more exactly what we're about and you find out exactly how we do it and then request your intro call. Anyway, that's all I got for you guys for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you had a great 4th of July last week and I hope your summer is going well so far. Like I said, I'm from the future. Now is the time to hop on this. Now is the time to start getting ready for Black Friday before, you know, school comes back and you have all this back to school stuff you're doing. You know, if you have kids, whatever, even if you don't have kids, now you're dealing with back to school sale. And think about all the things that you need to get ready for Q4. Now is the time to do it. It's going to be here. I'm from the future. I'm telling you now, get started. Start with what I said in this podcast. It's that simple. Just get the momentum going. And that's all there is to it. Anyway, I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Wavebreak Podcast. Hope you enjoyed. I will talk to you next week. Now, listener, before I sign off, stop me if this sounds familiar. Your email marketing is stuck. You feel like you could be doing email better. You're not generating enough email revenue, and you feel like you're leaving money on the table. But you don't have the time to figure email out yourself or do it on your own because you have a business to run. Imagine this. Imagine not having to worry about leaving money on the table with your email marketing. Imagine not having to figure out what to send, when to send it, how many emails should look, what automation you need, what segments you need, how often you should be contacting your email list, or just worrying about sending the next email. You don't have to worry about any of that. Imagine having peace of mind knowing that your email marketing is generating sales in good hands. At Wavebreak, we help Shopify stores maximize their email marketing revenue. That's it. We don't do anything else. And we've created a system called the Wavebreak method that, number one, makes you less dependent on Facebook or other marketing channels. So let's say something bad happens. Facebook says, see you later, Shopify store, and they just completely kill your ad traffic overnight. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress because you're good to go because you have a cushion of email revenue. You don't have to worry about how or what your wife is going to do or if you're going to be able to make rent or if you're going to be able to pay people because you have this cushion of email revenue to rely on. Number two, the second thing this does is huge, and it's how stores scale from 7 figures to 8 figures to 9 figures. And the secret
is repeat purchases. The Wavebreak method gets rid of one-time buyers and increases repeat orders. Number three, it keeps your email list engaged. You don't have to worry about Black Friday and beyond. We'll figure out the ideal amount of times that your list needs to be contacted to maximize revenue, and then we'll execute it for you. If you want to learn more about this system and how we can work together to apply it to your business, go to wavebreak.co to schedule a call with me. And I'll personally send you my calendar link and we can chat one-on-one. Now, I don't have unlimited time to do these calls. I can only do a couple of them per week. So if you want to get your call, go sign up at wavebreak.co for it as soon as possible and we can talk about how we can work together. Thanks for listening to this episode. Subscribe to the show on iTunes to get notified of new episodes as soon as they drop.